This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in his first address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, laid out his vision for America.
America's moving forward, but we can't stop now. We're in competition with China and other countries to win the 21st century. We're at a great inflection point in history. We have to do more than just build back better. We have to build back better.
Many topics were discussed by the president. Republican Senator Tim Scott discounts Biden's claim about voting rights.
I'm an African American who's voted in the South my entire life. I take voting rights personally. Republicans support making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
According to a new household pulse survey from the U.S. Census Bureau, 51% of adults with health insurance have gotten at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Only 24% have been jabbed without insurance. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As COVID-19 shuttered America and pretty much the world, a new way of working has evolved. Working from home became a way of life. Now, Americans are saying they like working from home. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
According to a new survey from FlexJobs, 65% of remote workers want to keep working from home when the pandemic is over. Just 2% say they would prefer to return to the normal office model. Another 33% say they would prefer the hybrid model that combines office and remote work. The survey found that 58% would look for a new job if they had to return to the office full time.
A recent Gallup poll showed the percentage of those working from home hit a high of 70% in April. The U.S. Senate voted on Wednesday to confirm Samantha Power, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, to lead the U.S. Agency for International Development. Power was confirmed in a bipartisan vote, 68-26. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Instead of the Department of Justice going into a city to review their policing policies, a big city is requesting the DOJ review their police department. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The mayor of Columbus, Ohio has requested a federal probe into the city's police department. Mayor Andrew Ginther and city attorney Zach Klein sent a letter to the Justice Department asking for an investigation into the practices of the department, following a series of incidents like the death of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant and the department's handling of last summer's protests after the death of George Floyd, which drew heavy criticism for the department. In the letter, Ginther and Klein asked the DOJ to engage in a review of Columbus's police operations, identifying any and all racial biases in policing efforts, and coordinate solutions for reform.
The DOJ has already started investigations into policing in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Louisville, Kentucky. The Federal Reserve wrapped up its two-day policy meeting on Wednesday. The central bank declined to let up on its easy money policy despite an economy that is accelerating. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
As with overall economic activity, conditions in the labor market have continued to improve. Employment rose 916,000 in March as the leisure and hospitality sector posted a notable gain for the second consecutive month. For the economy as a whole, payroll employment is 8.4 million below its pre-pandemic level. The unemployment rate remained elevated at 6% in March, and this figure understates the shortfall in employment, particularly as participation in the labor market remains notably below pre-pandemic levels.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Prime.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
Oh, America's talking about the Biden speech last night. What a clear contrast, though, between Joe Biden, the President of the United States, and Senator Tim Scott. You can tell what Tim Scott had to say, that it resonated so effectively that the lefties just, their heads exploded. And the rancor that they've thrown out in this in his direction, they see him as a serious threat. Megan Barth joins us now, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Your thoughts, Megan?
I'm sorry, Bill, I caught that last part. My thoughts on the speech?
Yeah, your thoughts on the speech and the contrast between the era of big government that Joe Biden has revived, that Bill Clinton all but put a death nail in how many years ago when he said the era of big government is over. Well, Joe Biden has managed to resuscitate it.
Yeah, and we knew it was coming, not only those of us who are paying attention and understood exactly who the Democrat Party or what the Democrat Party has become in recent years, led by, quote unquote, the squad, which are nothing more than trained political Marxists. CNN's headline prior to the speech was that Joe Biden will display his moderate radicalism. Now, what is moderate radicalism? What is a moderate communist? What is a moderate socialist?
Right.
What is a moderate Marxist? They don't exist.
Right.
Radical is a radical.
Right.
And this is the issue with the left, and this is exactly what they do. They redefine terms such like infrastructure. Now, all of a sudden, infrastructure doesn't mean what it's meant since the beginning of time. It doesn't mean roads, it doesn't mean bridges, et cetera. It's now human infrastructure, where under Joe Biden's plan, your children will be nothing but pawns of the nanny state from preschool all the way through college.
Exactly.
And this is nothing more than indoctrination. This has nothing to do with education.
Oh, it's a systemic plan. Of indoctrination.
Correct.
Exactly. That's what's in place. I mean, this is so ridiculous what he's laid out there. But again, if you're not paying attention, the noose is tightening around your, not only your wallet, but your heart and your passions.
Right. Exactly. And so the Democrats are all about choice until it becomes your choice to get the vaccine or not get the vaccine. They're all about choice unless it comes to school choice. And then there's a whole other list. And to Joe Biden's one statement that really caught me off guard is that the January 6th insurrection was the worst attack on democracy in the history of our country. Well, I think that the any World War II veterans that might be still living perhaps would disagree with him. The first responders of 9/11 would disagree with him.
Exactly.
But this is his way in order to paint Trump supporters as domestic terrorists. And we can see by the continued witch hunt, which is being conducted by the DOJ under Merrick Garland, as well as the New York Attorney General's office.
Well, this is an extension of Obama policies.
They will continue to raid. They will continue to raid the homes of Rudolph Giuliani, Victoria Tunsing, and look for grandmas and grandpas that showed up to the Ellipse on January 6th, never entered the building, but they will ignore the domestic terrorists that do the work on the streets in their behalf, and that would be specifically BLM and Antifa.
Exactly.
And so as government grows, our independent liberties and freedoms shrink. And the growth of government under this administration will make FDR look like a libertarian.
Right. Well, that seems to be Biden's goal here. You know, it's amazing to me because my takeaway in part on this, Megan, was that here the focus on one day, we have people coming together, exercising their civil right and you could say duty by coming to Washington saying, look at, you know, there seems to be a problem here that, based on our Constitution and a free and fair election, we have a problem. And so we, you know, come together, a million people, million or so people, and it freaked out one day. Okay. And this is after how many days? Over 100 days, 200 days of supposedly peaceful riots, as you said, by BLM and Antifa and that. And but this one day is a bigger event than a civil war.
Yeah, well, according to the Democrats, and that all only just feeds the narrative. The only person that was murdered on that day was Ashley Babbitt, and we still don't know who murdered her, his name, the police officer. But we know the names of all the white police officers that killed career criminals, drug dealers, drug addicts, and basically menaces to society. And that's the two-tier justice system that you and I have talked about repeatedly. There is an enemies list, much like Obama, as you said. This is just Obama 2.0, and it's on steroids, because Obama even understood that he needed to somehow be a quote-unquote moderate, whereby he had to work with Republicans because we actually had a majority, in order to get things done, but not Republicans like John McCain. John McCain gave us Obamacare.
Right.
But nonetheless, the bipartisanship or bipartisanship in general is not a goal of this administration. And then lastly, you know, there has been a lot of talk, obviously, about this vaccine. Last night I was sitting here watching TV, and there's tons of commercials. I'm on Instagram. There's tons of icons. All talking about vaccinations. There's a huge propaganda campaign behind vaccinations. Well, the ambivalence to vaccinations might come from the elites themselves, whereby you have a chamber of Congress, which is basically empty. Everyone's sitting about 50 feet apart. All of these elites have been vaccinated, yet they're all masked.
Right. It was comical. It really was. I mean, here's the brain trust of our government that Nancy Pelosi says these people are so brilliant they could be working three or four jobs. We're just so fortunate to have them working for we the people here, you know, in so many words is what she said. And it's like they're like such a bunch of followers. They're all wearing masks, and the CDC is saying, hey, you don't have to wear a mask. You know, as long as you're maintaining social distance, people have been vaccinated, that sort of thing, you are free to roam the country. Unless, you know, you want to put a message out to the people and continue the scare factor in them and have everybody wearing a mask in that chamber. It really was laughable. And, it was just kind of reminded me, I flashed on the Babylon Bee tweet. I don't know if you saw this. This was hysterical. It said CDC now recommends wearing a seatbelt even when you're outside the car.
Correct.
I love that. And I responded back to them. I said, look, you know, the thing is, this is all a good sign because there's a little levity that's starting to enter into the body politic here, which I think is refreshing and it's good. It's healthy to do. But I responded back and I said, well, maybe what we ought to do is send Governor Cuomo to spend a weekend at a nursing home. And if he comes back, then we'll be able to roam the country free. What do you think? I think it's a good idea. What do you think?
It's a great idea, but the Democrats will never live under their authoritarian rules. We'll just push them off on everybody else.
Well, because that's what Marxists do. You know, yeah. they just That's just it. It's like, because they're so brilliant. I mean, you know, it's like, you got to be poor, you got to be blind boxed and begging. And meanwhile, excuse me while I take all this money that I raised, and I'm just going to buy a bunch of multi-million dollar homes in Los Angeles just because I can. We've got more from Megan Barth on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Pass it on. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Senator Tim Scott delivered the GOP rebuttal following President Biden's joint session of Congress last night. It was quite the style of contrast. And I've got to tell you, his speech was much more hopeful. And I kept looking at him and going, you know, this guy has, you know, perhaps a presidential future in his forecast, because the way he came across, you talk about uniting. And the main issue that he went after, which I thought was so refreshing, Megan, was he said, America is not a racist country. And, of course, you know, the heads of the left went crazy. And Kamala Harris, you know, when she was asked about it, she kind of mumbled her way through something, but she still had to have something to, you know, to keep us divided. And she goes, well, you know, terrorism is still manifested by white supremacy in our country. What?
Yeah, I've been on this earth for quite a long time, and quite frankly, I've never met or come across a white supremacist. You would think after all these years that,
yes,
you know, I would.
Yeah.
And not many people have. That was probably one of the strongest lines specifically coming from Tim Scott. And the Democrat reaction to that was not only to tout a myth, another boogeyman that really doesn't exist.
Right.
Of course, any white person is a white terrorist. That's coming right out of the Obama and Biden playbook. But nonetheless, the critical race theory was also called out by Tim Scott. And this is extraordinarily important, especially when it comes to the indoctrination of children and the future of our country. The Democrats are actually teaching racism, and they want to teach racism now all the way down into preschool.
Yes.
And what we see are states rising up and coming out against this toxic educational system.
Well, the parents are raising up too, and this could add more impetus to vouchers. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, Idaho is just signed a bill. The governor just signed the bill banning critical race theory from any education institution in that state.
Well, good.
And this is what we're seeing: our state fighting back, and that's exactly what needs to happen, specifically under this administration. And so Tim Scott was so powerful that the Democrats again showed their true racist history, whereby on Twitter, Uncle Tim
yes,
was trending.
Yes.
And it aligns with what Malcolm X said, is that the most dangerous threat to the quote-unquote Negro is a white liberal.
Yes.
And we've seen this time and time again, that actually it's the liberals, the white liberals, who are the white supremacists. And so when they deflect, when they call everybody else but themselves white supremacists, because they are the ones who only see things through the color of through the lens of race. And
yeah,
that's the mark of a true racist.
Exactly. Well, I thought it was interesting when he, again, about contrast, is he said, here it is, all these years we've been fighting, you know, the color of my skin, and now it's like the roles have reversed, and now we're fighting the color of white people's skin. You know, it's true. It's truly ironic. The other thing relative to trending, what I'm mindful of and sensitive about here, because we know that big tech controls this stuff, is how much of that trending are they throttling, are they playing with to make it seem maybe more or less than it could be, you know, that sort of thing. That's what comes into play, because we know what big tech has, you know, how they've interfered with public sentiment, how they've propagandized and influenced people's perspective.
Right. And so the narrative is everything. The truth takes a back seat to the narrative. And we've seen this time and time again. And tech
exactly.
is actually just a disseminator of disinformation, because they push a narrative. They don't allow, like, for example, Hunter Biden's laptop. When that story first broke, Twitter banned it.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't publish it.
Well, it's because they knew he was going to become a professor down the road, Megan.
Right. Yeah, an absolute joke. And so the peddling of the narrative, whether it's from your TV, from the mainstream media, or tech, which disseminates this information, is that propaganda game. The Democrats must use propaganda just like their comrades, you know, across the pond, the communists, whether it be China or Russia, or other dictatorial entities. They must use propaganda in order to spread the big lie. And the current big lie is not only that government is the people, which Biden said yesterday, and that's not how the Constitution was written or the government works, but also part of the big lie is to rewrite history. Like I said, when Joe Biden said that the worst attack on American democracy was January 6th, well, that's not what history shows us. So that's why they are hell-bent on rewriting history in order to put a shiny new outfit, if you will, or veneer on communism, on socialism. They must rewrite history in order to do that. Tim Scott is trying to go up against a Democrat party of yore, which was littered with Jim Crow laws, the KKK, segregation. You know, Kamala Harris during the campaign, if you recall, basically said Biden was one of the politicians
exactly.
spending nearly 50 years in office that was pro-segregation, that was for pro-segregated busing.
Yeah, and I was that. I was that little girl. She said.
Yeah,
I was that little girl you bust.
Little girl.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now it's. But going back to what you said earlier. The control of language by the left has just been unbelievable, and how the mainstream media has protected. I mean, they've really violated their reason to be as protected by our U.S. Constitution, and much the way big tech has violated their premise to exist and how they're codified and protected with 230. So they continue to violate, but nobody's holding them accountable, because at this point right now, whether it's the media or big tech or corporate America or any other entities like even the communist Chinese, if they serve the purpose of the left-wing agenda, they're all in. Without scrutiny, without, you know, with impunity, they're able to come in and take over the language. It's kind of like you said, with these oxymorons and these terms that they've turned around. That's like, you know, the Democrats, are creating words like the righteous sinner. You know, you
right.
either are righteous or you're a sinner, right?
Right. They'll create words. They'll change the definition of words in order to fit their overall goal. And so, you know, what we have here, for example, gender. Now gender is an identity. It's not a scientific fact. They still haven't told me exactly how many genders there are. We all know there's two, but they're saying that there's multiple. Because
Well, Joe Biden says three. He said three on a campaign. He kind of had to think about it. He kind of mumbled his way and came out with the number three. And, of course, they gave him a pass.
Right.
Yeah.
At least three.
Yeah, at least. But, you know, and what the universities in California, what are they up to? 90 now? 90 different gender options, something like that? I mean, it's an incredible number.
Right. So the changing of definitions has everything to do with confusion. Mm-hmm. And confusion then, of course, creates a confused populace, which is not a powerful populace. Actually,
oh, no.
A knowledgeable populace
exactly.
is the most powerful thing you can have against an ever-growing corrupt government. And so the dumbing down, for example, in Virginia, they're removing accelerated math classes. In San Mateo, California, they're removing accelerated math classes for all the classes below 11th grade. Now, why would you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you do that in order to dumb down the public. And that's what the Democrats need. You talked about poverty, et cetera, being tools of the Democrat Party. Well, that's why they have the open borders right now. They need to import third world immigrants with the diseases, the lack of education, the lack of skills, because that creates a whole new dependency class.
Mm-hmm.
So far, 172,000 people have come across this border, and about the same amount have been released on our streets without COVID tests.
Exactly.
Without any sort of tracing. Mm-hmm. We don't know where they're going. And what we do know is that they're getting plenty of money in order to human traffic people. One last thing. You talked about perhaps fighting back or something
about 30,
like that.
About 35 seconds, Megan. Go ahead.
A minute ago. The GOP is just as complicit in doing absolutely nothing to stop this hostile takeover of our country. Because if they really would do something, they would be standing with Doug Ducey of Arizona, who's going through a huge audit right now, the Democrats have tried to stop time and time again. The audit continues. Every single GOP-led state should be doing an audit, as well as standing behind Doug Ducey.
Without a doubt. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barr. Thank you, Megan. Take care.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in his first address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, laid out his vision for America.
America's moving forward, but we can't stop now. We're in competition with China and other countries to win the 21st century. We're at a great inflection point in history. We have to do more than just build back better. We have to build back better.
Many topics were discussed by the president. Republican Senator Tim Scott discounts Biden's claim about voting rights.
I'm an African American who's voted in the South my entire life. I take voting rights personally. Republicans support making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
According to a new household pulse survey from the U.S. Census Bureau, 51% of adults with health insurance have gotten at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Only 24% have been jabbed without insurance. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. Well, allergy season is expected to be even more challenging this year for the millions of people who are impacted. I know that's not good news, right? Well, between concerns with air quality due to people being stuck indoors to heighten concerns for people with allergic asthma, there's a lot to know. Well, Dr. Tanya Elliott, New York City-based allergist and immunologist, is here to offer her tips for all allergy sufferers out there, so get ready to take notes. She will tell you how to recognize the signs, what to discuss with your doctor, and what you can take to feel better. She's going to talk about the common allergies that we're dealing with and the top three tips on managing them. Dr. Tanya Elliott, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Allergies abound, and for those that deal with them, this is the rotten part of the season, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, if you're suffering, you're not alone. More than 50 million Americans have allergies each year. Wow. And it's actually the sixth leading cause of chronic illness in the United States. So lots of times my patients say, oh, well, yeah, I have my allergies. It's just a nuisance. But, no, it's actually a chronic disease, and it can lead to things down the line if not treated properly, like asthma and sleep apnea, and then don't forget kind of the day-to-day impacts on our productivity and just how we're feeling every day. So, you know, it is important to make sure we identify what it is we're allergic to and then how to properly treat it.
20 million people, that's a lot of people out there suffering. Now, is this, you know, for those that are not dealing with something chronic, which means it could go beyond the usual season, are we talking about 3-4 months a year that allergies really come on and really have this kind of devastating impact on people in their daily lives?
Well, it really depends on what you're allergic to. So if you're talking about the outdoor allergies like pollen, Yeah, you know, pollen season can last kind of up to 6 months. So really, you know, as soon as the leaves start budding on the trees up until the first frost, and then it's just a matter of what exactly it is you're allergic to. So this time of year, it's tree pollen. And if you have symptoms that occur in the summertime, it's likely from grass pollen. And then late summer, all the way into the fall, it could be outdoor mold. It could be ragweed allergies. And that's just the outdoor stuff. Then there's also indoor allergens, like you could be allergic to your furry pets, for example, or dust mites or indoor mold. So lots of things, even cockroaches, believe it or not, people are allergic to. So lots of things can trigger allergies. And some of them could be year-round. It just often is compounded by, you know, the springtime allergy season when the pollen's in the air, because then it's like you can't escape it whether you're inside or outside.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, for people that are having to deal with something all year round, I mean, it's probably one thing. I know my daughter deals with a little bit of a seasonal allergy that's, you know, takes her out for about 2.5 months or so. And then, you know, then she gets through the cycle and until the next year, you know, type of thing. And but I can only imagine what people must be dealing with who go from one allergy season to the next.
Yep, and, you know, even with me, so it used to be, you know, I used to be allergic to just ragweed. So my symptoms would really be from, like, August until, like, September, October. And then all of a sudden, I started to have symptoms in the springtime. And so I actually developed a new allergy. So once you have one allergy, there's a higher likelihood of you developing more allergies over time. So, again, it's really important to make sure to figure out what it is you're allergic to kind of minimize those symptoms.
Yeah, springtime's supposed to be for love, not allergies, Tanya. Come on, let's go. to hear a little bit of your background, that you've been dealing with allergies yourself, is this what drew you into the field?
You know, it's interesting. It didn't. What drew me into the field is I really liked kind of working with patients to be detectives, to identify what the heck it is that's triggering symptoms. You know, is it a food that you're eating? Is it when you're outside? Okay. Where are you when you're outside? What exactly is it that you're doing? And so I could kind of do some detective work with my patients. That's what drew me to it. And then interestingly, I was writing a paper on allergic rhinitis and actually sort of like what causes allergic rhinitis, meaning like the runny nose, congestion. And the co-author of my paper said, you know, we should show people what an allergy test looks like. Let's do some testing on your arm. And that was actually when I realized that I was allergic to ragweed. Now, I thought that my symptoms in the summertime were because I wasn't getting enough sleep, because I would wake up tired in the morning, my face would hurt, I'd just feel a little bit groggy. It turned out it was ragweed pollen that was causing me to feel that way, not just like staying up late in the summertime. And as soon as I treated my allergies, I felt better every day. I wasn't as tired. I wasn't as forgetful. I wasn't as groggy. So that's my allergy story.
Well, and as you say, you know, these allergens can be so pervasive, you know, they're just such a part of our daily lives. And unless you're sensitive and aware of it, you know, you're really kind of, you know, chasing windmills here for a little bit. So good for you that you were able to find this out. And then in finding it out, you're able to tell us about it so that we're all the wiser as a result of, you know, hearing what you're sharing with us today. So let's talk about the three tips that you have found have been most effective in managing our allergies.
Yep. So three things. One is to recognize the signs. Now, with me, it was like the headaches and kind of feeling groggy and out of it in the morning. And, you know, I also did have a little bit of itchy eyes and some facial pressure that I kind of just, like, ignored. But my predominant symptom was I was just, like, feeling crummy every day when I woke up. So recognizing the signs is the most important thing. And for lots of people, it's runny nose and congestion and stuffiness. The second is to meet with an allergist. So if you think you have allergies, you're feeling under the weather, whatever it is, meet with an allergist. They can kind of walk you through and, like I said, do that detective work to identify exactly what it is that you're allergic to. And then the third is let them work with you on a treatment plan. I have to tell you, like, the over-the-counter aisle can be a scary place, even for me. It's like every time I turn around, there's a new nose spray, there's a new pill, and they're not all created equal. It can be really confusing and misleading. My go-to, the first-line treatment, is an intranasal spray. So my go-to has been Flonase Sensimist. It's a spray that you put, you know, one spray, two sprays each nostril every day. It's available over the counter. It doesn't cause, like, the drip down the back of your throat, which could be irritating to some people or sometimes give you a funny taste in your mouth. So you don't feel it at all. And it provides sort of this all-in-one relief for the worst allergy symptoms. So if you're suffering and it's pervasive every day, even if it's just for the season, you know, if you're having sneezing, itchy, watery eyes, runny nose, it's sort of the one-stop shop with this gentle kind of mist that you don't even feel. So that would be my recommendation for people that are sort of those persistent allergy sufferers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I myself, whenever, you know, I may get a, and the thing is the thing about allergies, Dr. Elliott, is that, you know, some people have them, you know, they have the spectrum of allergies. I mean, it's not necessarily that predominant. Maybe it just comes and it goes and it's just a little, you know, just a little bit of a hit, a little bit of a taste that you think, oh, okay, just to remind you. And I agree. I found Flonase to be very effective.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, as I said, you know, allergies, you can get this constellation of symptoms and you know, just kind of feel under the weather. A lot of it can often be because you're not sleeping well at night because you don't realize that, like, that in the back of your nasal passages, you're stuffy and your mouth breathing at night, and it just leads to poor sleep quality. And, you know, that was what was happening to me, and I was waking up not feeling well every day, feeling kind of not having enough rest.
Well, exactly. Well, we're talking with Dr. Tanya Elliott, a nationally recognized allergist and expert in telemedicine and digital health space. Boy, I'll tell you that. Who would have thought telemedicine, digital health space would be expanding to the level it has? But I guess this has kind of been one of the side benefits of COVID, huh?
Yeah, I guess if there's any silver lining, but particularly for allergy sufferers, I would encourage you to do a telemedicine visit and actually can do video and show the camera, turn the camera around and actually give your doctor a video tour of your house, especially with, you know, what's going on with indoor air quality concerns and things. We can identify and say, hey, you know what about that vent over there? Have you actually changed filters on that vent? What about the carpeting there? That could be contributing. What about that window with a broken air seal? And so we can actually identify some of those environmental triggers in your home. That's actually what drew me to use telemedicine. It helped me be a better detective for my patients.
Exactly. Well, somebody says to you, well, you say to them, you say, well, what about that brown carpet? They go, that's not brown, that's white. And, well, maybe we ought to talk about that carpet, right?
Exactly.
Just saying, not that I want to be a housekeeper for you, but, you know, just some practical things to do that telemedicine can come in handy in the process here. Dr. Tanya Elliott, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for this information. I know it's going to be most helpful for our audience. Where can they go for more information?
You can check out Flonase.com. They've got great tips and tricks on how to stay allergy-free this season.
Well, that's what it's all about. Dr. Tanya Elliott, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the one and only Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. So much to talk about. But before we get into the agenda, I don't know if you and I really have talked much about what Dallas Jenkins is doing with The Chosen. Ted, I'm just so blown away by what he's been able to execute with this series. I mean, it really brings a unique and precious perspective to the gospel.
Well, Dallas has always had a great sense of drama. I remember his first film, and we all know his father. Right. I mean, his father's favorite, Left Behind, right. And a lot of other books. But Dallas's first film was excellent, and they came to Hollywood, and he produced another film, directed. And then he went off to work with a church in Illinois, in Chicago area. And he's very dedicated to his faith. Yes. He's a good example to everybody else who's growing up in the church that they should retain their faith, because he's hit the epitome of good production with The Chosen. He's done a good job with it. His casting is good. And he's made it look like he's shooting in Israel when he's not. So yeah, he's done a good job.
Well, Ted, I guess what sticks out for me is that I'm always sensitive to people who have a deep understanding, almost a revelatory understanding. And by that, I mean they have a really deep relationship with God. And to me, that comes out in his storytelling. I mean, this isn't somebody that just has a casual occurrence or relationship with Jesus.
Well, you know, as I've pointed out often, you know, there have been, hundreds, over 150 by the time it was the year 2000 movies about Jesus that have been done since, Cecil B. DeMille, when he did King of Kings, he required his actor, originally the silent version, to be under lock and key all the time. He started every day with worship service. He made sure that there were pastors around. You know, his father was a pastor, so he had a very strong faith. But every one of those movies, if you've watched all 150, it's now probably around 200, because in the last 20 years we've just had a multiplication of movies, whether it's the Gospel of John or whether it's one of the older ones, the Nativity Story in 1897 or whatever, all those movies hit a different chord for different people. They look at Jesus differently. Did he?
Yes.
What was the length of his hair? What was the length of his beard? What was the look? Was the exact look? What was his height? All of those things. And then, of course, when you get into the apostles and how Mark and Roma have decided to use diversity to have an African character for John. But they reach different people. They reach different people. And you remember, I don't know if I told you the story, I was showing the Passion of the Christ and one pastor from Houston because, you know, they were friends and I got him to put a resurrection in there. And one pastor said, why do we need another Jesus film? We got the Jesus film. And I said, well, that's a really good question. Why do we need another preacher? We've got Billy Graham. And, you know, I wasn't trying to be mean, although it sounds mean. And I said, because God, you know, lots of different people. When people come to Christ in the entertainment industry, they have different personalities. And some of them do well in, you know, strong Lutheran churches. Some of them do well in non-liturgical churches. You've got to decide who they are. So different people have different. And we do have people who've complained about The Chosen because it makes Jesus very friendly and very personable. And they complain that it doesn't show the divinity as much as the greatest story ever told with Max von Sydow or the Jesus film. It doesn't show his, you know, his separateness from us, of course, which is what saint means, to be separated. So where do we put all this? I'd say Gallus has done a great job. I love him. I'm proud of him. We've given an award to The Chosen, and we'll give many more awards to The Chosen. But even so, it's every movie has a different audience, and they reach different people. So I have classes, and people say, well, you know, there have been too many Jesus films. I said, if you want to make a Jesus film, you make a Jesus film.
Exactly.
A different perspective. Yeah. If, you know, Mark and Roma want to do the resurrection, and Mel Gibson wants to do the resurrection, I want to see both of them. I don't want to see just one of them.
I'm with you on that. It's like a media company. I mean, if all we needed then is one media company, but last time I checked, I don't think there's one media company that commands, you know, 100% of the audience. I mean, it's all very segmented. I mean, if you get 1-2%, you're making money and things look good. But so it's just not the numbers there, as you say. And everybody has a different story to tell. And I particularly love, you know, Dallas's approach in terms of bringing out the humanity of Jesus. I think that early on, that was a big discussion. And when the church was coming about during the season of Acts and that, after Jesus resurrected and ascended, this was a big disturbance within the church. You know, is he God? Is he man? You know, how do we reconcile that? And it took hundreds of years of discussion. But, you know, it's all part and parcel that God was human and that he was God here. Jesus was both. And but I appreciate the perspective. There's lots to be taken away. And, of course, season three is already in planning and people are already investing in it. I love that, too, that the numbers of people that are getting behind this Chosen production is just phenomenal, Ted.
Well, and they should get behind a lot of different productions. You know, I'm happy that the church has woken up. Remember, I grew up in the entertainment industry. My parents are movie stars, and I was a left-wing commie pinko rat. Literally, I was a card-carrying member of a communist organization. And I came to Christ. Yeah. And when I came to Christ, I went to a mainline seminary, and they owned the rights to the Chronicles of Narnia. And when I would go to events, I remember in 1978, I went to the NRB. People said, Hollywood is evil. You shouldn't be doing ministry work in Hollywood. The evangelical church thought going to a movie was verboten. Although the first movies for the first 20 years of the movie industry from 1890s to the 1910s were mostly Christian films. There were lots of passion plays, nativity stories. They were made by Christians. But somehow the church in the 30s got the idea. And that was the clean era. I mean, that was interesting. Right. It moved in a pietistic direction. And, you know, you bring out a very good point. I mean, the gospel is always both and. It's both law and grace. It's both Jesus is fully God and fully man. And every heresy has come out of going for the either or. So Arianism portrays him as too human and, you know, that he was just possessed by the divine for a brief period of time. Gnosticism portrays him as too divine. So and so anytime you go in either one of those directions, you go off the deep end because that's where you get heresy. And he's not just God. He's not just man. He's both and.
Yeah, we sometimes it's such an act of arrogance to think that we really know, and I'm sure at times God laughs. our silliness.
Well, he laughs. And, I know he laughs because I look in the morning every morning and I say, well, how did I lose so much hair and how did I get so old? He's probably laughing at my questions.
Right, just for fun. Well, we'll know. We'll know soon and very soon. Let's talk about a TV series that is kind of the surprise hit, The Equalizer.
Well, The Equalizer, the original Equalizer, was written by a very strong Christian who was a member of Hollywood Presbyterian Church. He's now sort of, you know, your career in Hollywood doesn't last very long. So now he's up in the mountains of California, and I think he's gotten a little angry that he doesn't get the same recognition. So The Equalizer has always had strong Christian content. And I remember when they made the movie, the man who made the movie said, you know, I'm so happy that you do this detailed economic analysis of the box office because I used your analysis to raise $60 million for my movie.
Wow.
Which is exactly what we want the analysis to do.
And, of course, he sent you 10%,
the good
right?
News, the good news, no, nobody does that. You know, Jesus said, didn't I cure how many lepers? And there's only one that came
only
back.
Only one came back. Well, that's 10%, see? Yeah. You should have at least gotten 10%, just my input, that's all, for what it's worth.
But The Equalizer is terrific, and it's just extremely well made, and it's exciting, and it's got a lot of Christian content. And of course, you've changed the character from being a man and Caucasian to being a wonderful actress, Queen Latifah. And I've interviewed Queen Latifah several times, and she has a very strong faith, and she's given the character Robin McCall a terrific faith, and she does. You know, she's doing good. She's trying to help people who are in possible situations that involve a lot of violence. So you've got to have a caution for younger children because violence sticks in their mind and you don't want them to watch that. But otherwise, there's a lot of good episodes of The Equalizer.
Well, there's good good matter there, as you say, follow-up with the kids. If you got kids there, they're watching it to talk about. I mean, it opens up some really sensitive. And I think the way they've handled some of these issues with her daughter and that have been really positive. I think the last episode that I saw was something about, integrity, that she caught her mother in a break in integrity and basically left her with the idea, well, if I couldn't believe you for this, what other things did you lie to me about, right? So anyway, yep. some good storylines there. We've got about a minute left here, Dr. Ted. Percy versus Goliath. I'm going to let you give a real short review on that, if you don't mind.
Well, Percy versus Goliath is about a farmer in Canada who is accused by a big corporation of using their patented seed without, you know, whatever, being credited for it. And so he stands up for the farmers. He did not do it. Christopher Walken does a beautiful job. And it's about this one man versus the system to stand up. But the good news is that it's got a tremendous amount of Christian content. He goes to church, he prays, it's positive, and it's got a positive moral worldview. So it's a very positive movie. And Christopher Walken is a great actor, so it's good to see that.
Well, excellent. Percy versus the Goliath. We got to wrap it up here, Dr. Ted, so I'm going to let you direct everybody where they should go to be fully updated on all your reviews and articles.
Go to movieguide.org and have a wonderful day.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated?